It is Friday, August 12, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ethan Grada.
With us is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, and that's found every Friday in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Do you know what happened 150 years ago on August 10th?
I do.
Do you really? Sesquicentennial.
Yes, we're going to use the word sesquicentennial. 150 years ago, August 10th. There were Union and Confederate soldiers in Southwest Missouri, kind of still confused about why they were soldiers.
Well, and Southwest Missouri was a confused place throughout the Civil War.
Absolutely. This weekend is the reenactment and the anniversary of the Battle of Wilson's Creek. And I talked to William Shea, who is a professor at UA Monticello, and he said the questions at that time were whether there would be one country or two and which country Missouri would belong to, because Missouri was a slave state, but it didn't secede.
Or if Missouri would stay one state, even.
Exactly.
I mean, it was changed. Parts of Southwest Missouri were changing hands left and right.
And so the reason that this reenactment is drawing a lot of attention is because it's the first battle of the Civil War west of the Mississippi. And it was really a battle for St. Louis. So it's a very interesting topic. The reenactment is going to be insane. They expect 3,000 reenactors and as many as 30,000 visitors for this weekend. The reenactment does not actually happen at Wilson's Creek National Battlefield. Okay. It happens adjacent to it.
Okay.
So you could go and actually go to the national park and find out about the battle. They have what they say is the second largest amount of the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Without Burger King's on it.
Right, or a mall.
And they say the first is Pea Ridge.
Huh!
So here's why this is interesting if you're interested in Northwest Arkansas Civil War history. The Confederates won the Battle of Wilson's Creek, which they called the Battle of Oak Hills. And they hung around in Southwest Missouri, hoping to make that rush on St. Louis. The Union was told to get them out. And a general named Samuel Curtis was tasked with that job. He pushed them back into Arkansas. They tried to push back into Missouri, and we call that the Battle of Pea Ridge. So, interesting topic, and I've never been to Wilson's Creek. I need to fix that. The sesquicentennial reenactment is today through Sunday, and tickets for the weekend are $25 for adults at the gate. Children 12 and younger are free. There's a three-day pass for $60, and parking is free. And you can find out more at wilsonscreek150.com. Also this weekend, if you're looking for some theater, and if you've been praying for rain, you might want to consider a performance of Nonsense too, because something worked. This is a great cast. Julie Gable, Christy Hall, Becca Harrison, Beth Brooks, and Jules Taylor, directed by Mark Landon Smith. They are on stage, more or less, at 7:30 today and tomorrow and 2 o'clock Sunday at St. Paul's Episcopal Church Parish Hall in Fayetteville. Tickets are $5 to $10. It's the last weekend for The Sound of Music at Rogers Little Theater. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday. Tickets start at $15. And it's the final weekend for Annie at the Lyric Theater in Harrison. 7:30 today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday. Tickets are $5 to $10. And tickets are on sale today for a concert that happens on October 7th, a contemporary Christian group called Need to Breathe. Those are on sale at the Walton Arts Center. The show will be at the Amp, assuming it hasn't snowed a foot and a half by then. Tickets are $17 to $22 at 443-5600. Great festival wraps up today and tomorrow with arts and crafts, spaghetti dinners, a carnival, and live music, including a performance tonight by American Idol's Patrick Hall. It's at the Catholic Church in Tawnytown, and spaghetti dinners are $5 for children and $10 for adults. And Bargains Galore on 64 wraps up today and tomorrow. Go east on US 64 from Alma.
Keep going. Well, I mean, you'll stop several times. But
oh, yeah. We tried last year. It was bitterly hot, and we covered about 12 miles in 6 hours.
So it's like yard sales?
It's like yard sales every 10 feet.
Okay.
And every interesting thing, let's see, last year we bought a camel saddle.
Oh, right. You told me that.
All sorts of interesting things.
Wait. When you say camel saddle, you mean an honest-to-goodness saddle that you put on a camel?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a friend who has a Bedouin tent.
She needed a camel saddle. Right.
And visual arts.
Yes.
Dancing in the Rain Art Adventure happening tomorrow from 10 to 3 at Basin Spring Park in Eureka Springs. It's free. There's a reception for the Artists of Northwest Arkansas Regional Art Exhibit tomorrow from 1 to 3 at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Oh, gee, it's free. The second Saturday gallery stroll is tomorrow night from 6 to 9 in Eureka Springs. Also free. And there's an artist reception for Kevin Arnold, who's a faculty member at UAFS. And his work is on show at Second Street Live in Fort Smith. The reception is 6:30 to 9 tomorrow, and it is free.
Thanks, Becca.
Thank you, guys.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.